You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. The time is 6:53. It is Tuesday, September the 16th of 2025. It is the WXCO Morning Report, part of Mornings with Pat Kreitel on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Good morning, Ian Welsh.
Morning, Chad. Something on your mind?
Yeah. I'm deciding whether or not to go right into it, but I guess why not? You know, let's just jump right in. I am going to make an announcement that I have come to the point where I am officially over right-wing Republicans telling everybody what they can and cannot say when it comes to Charlie Kirk or anything else.
What did they say this time?
Well, basically, they are anybody, they're scouring everybody's social media, they're scouring every word that everybody says in order to try to have who they consider the impure out there get fired from their jobs, be ridiculed, be threatened with prosecution and everything else.
We've heard
Pat Kreitel this morning talk about Derek Van Orden putting a bill up in Congress, basically saying that, well, if you are somebody that's not conservative and you say or do anything that he considers out of bounds, you can be prosecuted for it. Well, here in Wausau, according to WausauPilotsandReview.com, District 10 Alderperson Lou Larson is rejecting a resident's call for his resignation after a letter to the editor objecting to remarks Larson made on social media, which reacted to the murder of Charlie Cook. On Saturday, Wausau resident Barb Morgan called for Larson to step down. She was reacting to a comment Larson wrote, quote, "I'm the first to condemn gun violence, regardless of what side of the fence you're on. Yet in Mr. Kirk's case, one has to wonder if you get what you play for." Larson said he is not suggesting the death of Kirk, who was fatally shot last week at an event in Utah, was justified. "Gun violence is gun violence," Larson told the Wausau Pilot. "No one seems safe from it anymore. Mr. Kirk's death is a terrible tragedy, right along with the Minnesota lawmakers who were gunned down in their home, right along with hundreds of innocent children and people who have been massacred in acts of gun violence." Last week, on the day that Charlie Kirk was murdered, there was a political analyst on MSNBC who was asked to come on and speak about it. And he had the gall to mention that Charlie Kirk had said things in the past that were, I would say, lack of a better term, very controversial. In some cases, seemed to endorse some sort of violence. And he indicated that if you talk in that way, that there is that possibility that violence could beget violence. And MSNBC immediately on that night fired him. Fired him for basically telling the truth. And then this weekend, and late last week, a man named Brian Kilmeade on Fox News said that mentally ill homeless people should be killed. That's the way to fix the problem. And then 4 days later, he came out with a, quote, apology. He was not fired for indicating that government should kill homeless people that have mental illness. MSNBC fired a man for accurately talking about some of the things that Charlie Kirk had spoke of and indicating that if you talk about violence and indicate that you are in some ways okay with it, that it could come around to everybody. And now we have folks in Wausau trying to hound Lou Larson into resigning for something that he said concerning Kirk as well. But this has been we saw last week with the Wausau River District Executive Director fired for a social media post that talked about Charlie Kirk. And now it seems as though all these far-right folks are trying to dig into every possible thing that anybody says, and if you say the wrong thing in their opinion, you should be fired. You should lose your job. You should resign. I have hit the point where I have had enough of that. I have had enough of that. The so-called free speech warriors on the right, sitting there, peeling over every bit of social media, looking for something to run people that they disagree with politically out of their jobs. Enough. And by the way, I am a little bit tired of everybody on the right, or not even say everybody, of many folks on the far right blaming the left for Charlie Kirk's death when it was not somebody from the left who pulled the trigger. Enough. Enough. Okay?
Did you see that there was a press conference with Derek Van Orden where reporters were questioning him, and he openly said this, and there is video evidence of this, that he pointed to the reporters and said that you are the reason that stuff like this happened.
Yep. Which is a lie.
Like, watching the reporters' faces, I'm like, you actually have the nerve to say that without any evidence at all?
And they're trying to push legislation through. You talk about the free speech warriors. Oh, you know, they talk about all these years. Oh, stop the culture of cancel culture. I mean, that's all they're doing right now. They are just going down the line trying to eliminate people that disagree with their thoughts.
Like you said, enough is enough.
Enough. And they all look in the mirror. It was one of their own that pulled the trigger. It is almost 7 o'clock. We will have an information update coming up. And then more of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back at 7:22 with another WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Off of the strip, in the outskirts and in the fringes, in the corner, out of the grip.
Good morning once again, everyone. The time is 7:23. Good looking start here this morning. Partly cloudy skies in downtown Wausau at our studios at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street. 59 degrees is the temperature. With Ian Welsh, I am Chad Holmes. I was going to perk it up a little bit, but I came across an article which kind of builds on what I was talking about in the last segment.
We could perk up in the next segment.
One thing that people need to realize as well, and I've noticed this recently, I'm not sure if you've noticed this as well, but when I go onto Facebook, there are so many stories that have false information in it.
Yeah.
And they're stories from pages that I do not like or subscribe to. Half of the stuff on the Facebook front page now are stuff that I've never said I want to see this stuff. but yet they keep coming at you. And so much of it is phony. There's these stories that talk about things that like Stephen Colbert has said or somebody else has said that never have been said. It's a lot of phony information that Mark Zuckerberg is putting down our throats right now. Well, yeah. In Elkhorn, Wisconsin, this Charlie Kirk situation has led to a lie and a lot of anger. Indeed. But there was a fake Facebook post that wrongly linked an associate principal to comments about the death of Charlie Kirk. This is according to WSAW.com. Elkhorn. I've been to Elkhorn. I did a football game in Elkhorn one time. But there was a fake post. And then there were 560 voicemails on the district main line. Jeez. Well, what happened was that there was a fake Facebook post linked to an associate principal at Elkhorn High School.
Okay.
And then people saw it, and then they started calling the Elkhorn School District and filling up the voicemail, 560. It said that the associate principal wrongly linked story that the associate principal never made these comments. It was just a fake posting.
Yeah.
Mm. It was just, again, there were a flood of messages, many of which were vulgar, calling for her to be fired, the associate principal. The associate principal spoke out over the weekend, said she did not make the post. The tech department at Elkhorn started looking into it, and the Facebook page belonged to an individual in another community.
I see.
The district said that the associate principal is well-respected by her colleagues. She's kind-hearted, goes all of her way to help kids, help families. But when folks there saw that apparently something was said bad about involving the Charlie Kirk situation, they all went off the deep end, put out vulgar messages, called on her to be fired, blah, 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 like I was saying earlier.
And no one even verified this information?
Of course not.
That's the main thing with social media right now is that, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but didn't Facebook used to have like fact checkers and verification on this on their content, and all of a sudden it just gets taken away and people start putting out all these stories and articles that aren't even true when people say certain things? It's like, where is the regulation, the verification?
Oh, we can't have checking. We can't have regulation. That's rules. You can't have rules out there. Except, when people like J.D. Vance and other Republicans say that people should be fired because they have the gall to actually say something that they believe.
The whole thing is just spiraling out of
control. And also, Facebook has to be held responsible in some of these cases.
There has to be accountability.
They have to. I mean, they are getting super rich all the time. Mark Zuckerberg and the likes. And if you have a Facebook page right now, if you go there, look at the front page. Just scroll down and see how many of the postings are from accounts that you did not follow, mm-hmm. or you are not friends with, or whatever it may be. Because it seems to me that there are a whole lot of these out there now, and that's not right. And Zuckerberg has some sort of plan with this. And I just don't understand how he can get away with it. But again, don't believe everything you see online. Many of it is not true. But also, again, stop being the thought police.
Exactly.
Stop being the thought police out there. I mean, gee whiz.
You have to think for yourself instead of always listening into what everyone else has to say and not trusting your own, intuition. Like, it's okay to question things. It's okay to double check if something is true or false. It's just a blindly assuming that something is true just because it's on social media is wrong. I'm sorry, but it is.
The time is 7:29. Sun is shining. Temperature is rising. We expect one of the warmest days that we're going to see for the rest of the day, rest of the year today.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have more about that coming up. But right now, 59 degrees here in downtown Wausau. We will have the farm report coming up, and then back to a Pat Kreitlow. More Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. We'll be back coming up at 7:52 here for another WXCO Morning Report on 98.9 WXCO. And welcome back. It is the WXCO Morning Report here on 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is almost 7:53. Sun is shining here in north central Wisconsin. Again, we are expecting a very warm day. Right now, the temperature is up to 60 degrees. We expect highs in the lower 80s before all is said and done.
It's going to feel like the middle of July.
It's going to be warm, that's for sure. And it looks as though it's going to stay that way for much of the week. In fact, temperatures will be in the upper 70s. Actually, it'll be in the mid-80s tomorrow, and then the upper 70s on Thursday, and even on Friday night, the mid-70s. So if you're heading on out to see some high school football, either on Thursday night or Friday night, which we will have right here on 98.9 WXCO, It should be another evening where maybe you don't even have to wear the jacket. We're to the middle point of the high school football season. This will be week number 5. For 11-player football, that'll be exactly in the midway point of the year with 9 regular season games. For the 8-player teams like Newman Catholic, that means they'll be past the midway point of the campaign, playing their 5th game out of 8 regular season games. In fact, we have 3 games this weekend. Thursday night, Wausau East is at Mosinee in a Great Northern Conference showdown. I'll be at Mosinee for that one, starting with the pregame show Thursday night at 6:35, opening kickoff at 7 p.m. Then on Friday night, we have a doubleheader. I'll be at Tom Field as the Wausau West Warriors will take on Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. Again, 6:35 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the opening kickoff here on 98.9 WXCO and online. And on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app, Newman Catholic is on the road at Marion Tigerton on Friday night. Tom Weaver will be in Marion for that one, starting with the pregame show at 6:40. Again, that will be live on the Sports 2 stream of WXCO.fm and the Civic Media app. That game will also air on a tape delay basis following the Wausau West game on 98.9 WXCO. So again, lots of high school football. 3 different games here on the station that is the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports.
That's right.
Why do we do that?
It's because we are very, very proud to be the only local Wausau radio station that covers play-by-play action of high school sports.
Exactly right. So, and also, if you're somebody that likes the theater, yesterday, of course, we had a chance to talk to Chanel Vopel and Paula Hawkins, cast members of Hello, I'm Darling. That opens this week at the Venega Black Box Theater at UWSP at Stevens Point. During the conversation yesterday, he mentioned that there were limited tickets for the Sunday matinee. Well, that has now been sold out. So if you're somebody that wants to see this show, Home I'm Darling by Laura Waite with the Wausau Community Theater, you still have Thursday, Friday, and Saturday evening performances at 7 p.m. But if you want to see those shows, get the tickets early, because time is running out and tickets are running out. If you missed the interview, and also if you're looking for a link to get those tickets, you can get it at WXCO.fm. Go to the news section and look for yesterday's morning report. You can listen to the podcast, and then also during our show notes, if you click on the Monday September 15th WXCO Morning Report. You'll have a link in the show notes to get those tickets as well. So take advantage of a great opportunity to see local theater Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 7 p.m. again, performed at the UWSP Wausau Black Box Theater. Home, I'm Darlene by Laura Wade. In fact, next week you will be back on stage at the Grand Theater, correct?
Yes, I will. I will be a part of the Center Stage Band and Show Choir's annual show that happens at the Grand Theater. This year's theme is Hits from Across the Atlantic, and the shows are next week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. That's the 25th, 26th, and 27th. Shows will be at 7 p.m., and the shows are absolutely free. You can either get your tickets at the Grand Theater each night. We also have other locations where you can pick them up as well. I will make sure to have more information about that in the later days.
And next week on Wednesday morning, we will have members of your group join us, give more information about the performances coming up, not this weekend, but next weekend at the Grand Theater in Wausau. So we'll find out more coming up next week here on the program as well. So it just continues, whether it is performances through the Grand Theater itself and Sean Wright and his group, or through local organizations as well. And this performance is like the big one for every year. This is like your annual big performance, correct?
Absolutely. The Center Stage rehearsal process actually starts at the beginning of the year. It starts up in January and goes until the end of September. So it is a nine-month process. A lot of hard work is put into it. A lot of vocal work and dancing as well as getting fundraisers. But you know, it's really all about a team effort, and every year it comes together, and every show always has something different to offer.
Absolutely.
This show is no exception, because there is a lot of great music in this show.
Absolutely. So make sure to note the dates and the times for that, and we'll have more again on that coming up next week here on this program. Coming up at 8 o'clock here in less than 1 minute, we'll have our top of the hour news update, news, weather, and sports. Then at 8:06, back to a Pat Kreitlow. They'll be talking to their Capitol correspondent from Washington, D.C. about what's going on politically. Dan Schaefer will be with the program later in the hour as well. We'll be back at 8:22, and among the activities in our next WXCO morning report, we will have our number for the day quiz with Ian. So that's all coming up here on 98.9 WXCO.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WXCO Morning Report, 98.9 WXCO, online at WXCO.fm, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO. A man that definitely was not square, a man that truly was a legend on the big screen, a man that was part, I think, of all of our lives for many, many years, and be very, very, I think, unusual to have somebody that does not have a favorite Robert Redford movie.
Oh, yeah.
And Robert Redford, it was just announced this morning, very recently, passed away at the age of 89 at his home in Utah. And
he passed away in his sleep, is what I heard.
Yep, he passed away in his sleep overnight, and just in the last few minutes, it was announced that he had died in the mountains of Utah, the place he loved, surrounded by those he loved. He will be missed greatly. And
such a legendary actor, too.
Yep, and a man that was more than just an actor. He's a man that was an activist, a man that started the Sundance Institute, which sponsors the Sundance Film Festival. Founded in 1981, it showcases offbeat projects and helps launch the career of new artists. So truly pushing it forward was Robert Redford,
yeah.
But also somebody that spoke up on issues and someone that was a true leader in so many different ways. But a man that his batting average was exceptionally high. I mean, he did not have many films that would be considered flops. He was a man that when he was involved in a film or any kind of project was one that usually would be a success. And I mean, you talk about, you know, the movie that sparked, I think, his fame. He had been a working actor, somebody that was popular both on stage and on screen. But in 1969, you have to say that Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid was one that really put him into the stratosphere when it came to acting.
Film.
Him and Paul Newman were just perfect together. And, of course, they got back together a few years later with The Sting. But, I mean, at that point, he would just pick a project and would just be another hit. The Candidate. If anybody who loves politics, The Candidate, a political satire from the early 1970s, had Redford as a very shallow U.S. Senate candidate and somebody that, you know, it's sort of put us behind the curtain a little bit. In fact, Barack Obama, when he gave Redford the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 2016, called The Candidate the best movie about what politics is actually like ever. A couple of my favorite movies, both of them I've watched many, many times. Number one, All the President's Men. He played...
The Watergate... scandal. He was a newspaper.
He played Bob Woodward, the Washington Post journalist.
I remember watching that movie in a junior high, actually.
It was a
great movie.
Great movie. Oscar award-winning movie. And he talked about how accuracy was important in that film. And boy, even though everybody knew what the ultimate outcome would be, it was still a terrific thriller. And another one that I just love and I've seen so many times, and his baseball movie, The Natural, from 1984, played Roy Hobbs. And it was just a wonderful movie. So many other wonderful cast members in that one. But he just continued. And just whenever he would appear on screen, you knew it would probably be a movie you enjoyed, a movie that would be successful. And a man that was, again, more than just an actor. He was a director. He won an Oscar award on his very first movie that he directed, Ordinary People, in 1980. But he ended up directing about 10 films as well. But I think Sundance is maybe something that will live on and on and on for him as well. He was a actor, a director, a producer, and just, I think, an American legend, Robert Redford. And the thing about Redford is, 89 years old. He never got old. Even though he was 89 years old, every time you saw him, he was never old. He was always a guy that still carried that sense of youth, that sense of possibility, and really something that is a wonderful quality to have as well. So, again, watch a Redford movie in the next few days, and remember a great Hollywood icon, Robert Redford, passing away overnight at the age of 89.
He was also in the second Captain America movie as well.
I did not know that.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Captain America, the Winter Soldier, he does have a role in this movie, and he's very good in it, too.
Interesting, indeed. All right, well, it's time for our number for the day quiz.
Yes.
As every day, we wrap it up with Ian Walsh, giving him an opportunity to try to pick the correct number, three choices, one of which is our number for the day. And today, it will involve Robert Redford.
Okay.
And again, to my best of my research ability, I mean, the man has a long, long career.
Oh, yeah.
How many films did he appear in as an actor. This is according to IMDb.com.
Okay.
How many films did Robert Redford appear in as an actor? Your choices are 66 films, 76 films, 86 films. So according to 66. IMDb.com, okay. How many films did he appear in?
66, 76, or 86. You know what, I'm going to say, just, oh my God, here, I'm going to say 86. 86 is my final answer.
Robert Redford, according to IMDb.com, appeared in 86 films. So
got
you're
right.
One for two so far this week. All right, well, coming up, back to Pat Kreitlow. He'll have Dan Schaefer, and we'll be back tomorrow morning. And we'll talk about the Sustainability Committee, as we do every month. And we'll have guests involving that as tomorrow morning. Have a good rest of your day. The time is 8:30 here on 98.9 WXCO.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.